Unit 6. In the Post Office. Part 1. Read and role play with a partner. May I help you?
Yes, please. I want to post this letter by airmail.
Okay.
How much does it cost?
5 yuan.
Do you also sell postcards?
No, but the next counter does.
Thank you very much.
Where did you go this morning, Mary?
I went to the post office with my friends.
Wasn't it cold?
Yes, but we love the snow.
Were you driving to the post office?
No, we were biking there.
Part 3. Listen, read, and retell.
How stamps came into use. When you send a letter or a postcard, you should put stamps on the envelope or on the card.
Who was the first to think of this idea?
In the early 19th century, people did not use stamps. They paid postage when they received letters. They were unhappy about this. Sometimes they received a letter, but they did not want it at all. Still, they must pay for it. Rowland Hill was a schoolmaster in England. He thought it would be very easy for people to use stamps. They could go to a nearby post office to buy stamps and put them on envelopes before they sent the letters. The post office could put seals on the stamps, so people could not use the stamps again. That was a very good idea, and the government accepted it. On May the 6th, 1840, post offices throughout England began to sell stamps. 1 penny black stamps and 2 penny blue stamps.
Part 5. Read and tell the difference.
Get, beg.
Bet, set.
Pet, 10.
Cat, bag.
Bat, sat.
Pat, fan.
Bell, tell.
Hell, pen.
Get, sell.
Fail, tail.
Hail, pain.
Gate, sail.
Bud, shut.
Hut, ton.
Bun, fuss.
Bird, shirt.
Hurt, turn.
Burn, first.
Cot, shop.
Scoff, lost.
Mop, hot.
Cart, sharp.
Scarf, last.
Yard, heart. Part 8. Let's chant.
What do you want to do? Where do you want to go? I want to go shopping in the sea. I want to go hunting in the cave. I want to go fishing on the mountain. I want to go swimming in the air.